I got my melanoma on.
Your melanoma? You got a little tan going down?
No, Ed. It's skin cancer. It's nothing to joke about.
Way to get all serious off the top, Jay. Way to get all serious off the top.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. CITR 101.9 FM. This is Hot Mess. I'm Jay Awesome.
I'm E-Vintage Ready Eddie.
And we've got a hell of a show. Have a show for you today on Friday.
Yeah, we got a few fun tracks that I picked out myself. Inspired by last night, I went to go see Blondtron at Fortune Nightclub. She was spinning, and it was like lots of reggae. So I was kind of like, hey, I'm going to do some reggae today.
And what's better than reggae in the sunshine of summer?
Nothing.
Right. You know what I mean?
Like, makes you feel happy and excited and kind of like chill, and it's all good.
We're a beach culture.
Vancouver is all about the beach. I'm so beach. I have sand in my ass crack all the time.
Really?
It sucks.
Wow.
But it's great.
That's
because, you know, it's one of those things about
necessary information.
It's one of those things, and you go to the beach and you're like, this is totally annoying, but I don't even care because I was at the beach all freaking day and it was fantastic.
You don't care that you have sand in your ass crack?
Well, no, you know what I'm trying to say, right? Like, so you're at the beach and sand gets in places that you don't want it to be, and it's really annoying. But
okay,
because you had such a fantastic day, it's one of those things you don't even like. It doesn't even matter to you.
Well, I don't know, man. That just seems like a lot of grinding and chafing and possibly bleeding. And I don't necessarily want to end my summer day at the beach with any of that going on.
Okay.
Like, for example, if I can just take you back.
Take me back.
On a magical mystery tour to last summer.
Yeah, like in the DeLorean, we're going back?
Yeah. I decided to take a trip to one Bunsen Lake. Mm. Are you familiar with the Bunsen Lake?
I do. I love the Bunsen Lake. It's fantastic. However, don't take the Dies Vistas hike because it's 6 hours and you may die.
Right. I wanted to get out into the middle of the lake. You know what I mean?
I've done that myself.
Dive for lake monsters, check out the giant sturgeon, whatever the hell's going on there.
All sounds good.
I want to be part of it, but I didn't have a flotation device.
Oh, that.
So no. I borrowed one from our mutual friend, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And what I didn't know was that it's popular. It's a popular activity to go to a lake on a hot summer day.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to me.
Very popular.
So I drove there with my flotation device. Thank you, Drew. Got to the lake. Couldn't park near the lake. So I had about a 45-minute hike down to Bunsen Lake. And here's where the story takes a turn for the worse.
Oh, God.
I was extremely hungover this day. Got down to the lake. And after wasting a lot of smoker's lung on blowing up said flotation device...
There's no room in the lake for you.
It was hot. I was hungover. I was dehydrated.
And you can't get anything at Bunsen Lake. The other lake, there's a concession stand. Nothing at Bunsen.
No, nothing at Bunsen Lake.
Not even a, like, fountain.
Nothing but bad memories of a hike back to my car in board shorts.
Ooh.
After being in the lake. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I totally know what you're talking
about.
Board
shorts.
Wet.
Ladies,
damp.
If you're listening to this show right now, and your boyfriend's sitting by you, and he's laughing hysterically.
He knows.
It's because guys have a little thing, a little problem, when they're not wearing the proper support in the nether regions. It's called chafing. There, I said it.
It's terrible. Terrible.
It's basically
absolutely
when your ball terrible sack rubs on your inner thigh. All right? I don't want to gussy it up for anybody. I just want to give you the facts.
And sometimes you have to, like, if you don't have like quality board shorts, the board shorts don't help any either.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Quicksilver.
Yeah.
I thought because you were a name brand, things were going to be different this
However,
time.
However, I will say, I do have a pair of Billabong board shorts that are seamless. They're all glued. There are no seams.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic. So I recommend buying seamless board shorts.
Yeah. Maybe it should be like Billabong is good for your dong. That could be their new slogan. Anyways, if you have any thoughts on chafing, summer chafing,
I'm sure girls must have some summer chafe.
Oh
happening.
Yeah. Right.
Must,
in
right?
some way. Or maybe they have horror stories about applying aloe vera to their
boyfriend's scrotum.
You know, just as an aid. In order to help them out, because that's what a good girlfriend would do. Call us at 604-822-2487.
Speaking of summer, Coachella happened this summer, 2010. Jay-Z hit it up, and apparently Beyonce went on stage. So I'm going to play Jay-Z, Forever Young, with Beyonce, perform live at Coachella right now.
I don't know. I felt like a child up here tonight. I had so much fun. I had a beautiful time with y'all tonight. I felt y'all energy and y'all spirit. I just want y'all to do one thing for me. I want y'all to always feel like this, always stay forever young for me one time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all to somebody super duper special. I'm not even gonna say a name, I'm gonna let her speak for herself.
The worst, are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in the sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man.
It's always loud and you never get old. And the champagne's always cold and the music's always good. And the pretty girls just happen to stop by in the hood. And they hop they pretty ass up for the hood of that pretty ass car. Loud a wrinkle in today, cause there's no tomorrow. Just a picture perfect day that lasts a whole lifetime. And it never ends, cause all we have to do is hit be one. So let's just stay in the moment, smoke some weed, drink some wine, talk some shit, reminisce forever young in your mind. Leave them off, they can't replace neither space nor time. It's when the director yells cut, we'll be fine. Sing!
Forever young,
young.
I wanna be forever young.
Young.
Do you really want to live forever?
Young.
Forever and ever.
But we're alive, like us, we're living, not living uptight. To be somewhere up in the sky, then I die. I'll be alive for a million years. My vibes are not for legends, I'm forever young. My name shall survive. Through the darkest thoughts on the kitchen stove, little pirates spot money. Be passed down the generation while debating up in barbershop. Young, strong, I'm here. Show that a nigga from here. With a little ambition, just what we gonna become, yeah. And as the father passed the story down to his son's ears, younger kid. Younger every year, yeah. So if you love me, baby, please decide you let me know. Don't ever let me go. That's how you let me know, baby.
Forever young,
young.
I wanna be forever young.
Yes.
Do you really want to live forever? Forever.
Sing.
Forever young,
young.
I wanna be.
Popping out of Porsches, popping up on Forbes list, gorgeous.
Hold up.
Niggas thought I lost it. They be talking bullshit. I be talking more shit. They nauseous.
Hold up.
We here forever. You know I'm on my far shit. But I ain't with foreclosure. And I will never forfeit less than 4 bars. B, beat the chorus in. Did you get the picture yet? I'm paying you a portrait of you.
Forever young.
Forever
young.
Sing along.
I wanna be forever young.
Okay, Beyonce. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Here's what I want to know, Jay Brown. That makes me feel like summer, but here's my question of the moment for all you listeners.
Yeah.
What the hell would the dynamic be if you were having a threesome with Beyonce and Jay-Z? How weird would that be?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Well, it might be me. It would be weird for me because my name is JB. And I think that maybe in the heat of the moment, in the heat of passion,
some confusion,
she could be screaming out, but I could hear it differently because sometimes I hear Z as B and the opposite.
Right.
It's an inner ear thing. It's an inner ear problem that I have. Does that answer your question?
I guess. I was just putting it out there. Like, I think it would be a strange situation, but awesome at the same time.
Well, considering the fact that it's high on my list of things that will never happen, slash, nor do I give a shit.
A threesome with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Slash, nor has it ever even remotely crossed my mind, slash, nor do I find either of them remotely attractive.
It's asking questions of life, Jay.
Yeah.
Open your mind.
All right. Whatever.
Anyway, you have a story about Jay-Z. Let's go.
Yeah, I do have a story about Jay-Z. Well, it's not really a story, man. It's just more like weirdness.
I love weirdness.
Have you heard any of this stuff about Jay-Z possibly being a Freemason or part
what?
Of the Illuminati?
No. Are you kidding? I just don't see, like, Hova as being a Freemason. Just doesn't seem to...
Okay, so...
But I mean, hey, he's very successful.
Well, that's the thing, right? He's a power player. He's got all the cash in the world. And so there's all this internet weirdness that I stumbled across about how he might be part of the dark Illuminati trying to secretly run us from the Shadow Empire.
What?
I guess a lot of it stems from the way that he...
excuse me.
The way he shook hands with Kanye West on stage at some concert... The handshake in the photograph looks like...
A special Freemason handshake?
A Freemason handshake. And so who the hell knows, right?
Who knows? I never knew that black people could be a Freemason, but hey.
What does that mean?
I just thought that it wasn't, like, accepting of cultures, but hey.
You thought that Freemasonry was
Caucasian only or whatever.
Like they were bigots.
Well, not necessarily bigots per se, but just I didn't know that everybody was welcome. I don't really know anything about Freemasonry, so it's an uneducated assumption.
Maybe if you've got all the cash in the world, right?
It doesn't matter what color your skin is.
And have control over a giant mass of people. They're like, hey, that's cool.
Come join our peeps.
We can sell our crazy ideas through you. Freemasonry. And...
I think we should.
But they've gone as far as to say that not only are they Freemasons like Kanye West and Jay-Z, they're also there's a lot of stuff about them being satanic too.
What? Oh my god! I think the internet is good, but also sometimes it just goes wild, crazy, too much sometimes.
Oh yeah, man! It's the Wild West out there.
It's like the internet rules us. We don't really internet anymore. It's just it's its own crazy little biosphere of weirdness.
Who will tame the internet?
Jay Brown. If anybody can do it, Jay Brown can do it.
I'll give it a shot, man. Anyways.
You want to hear some tunes?
Yeah, so let me get this straight. So as you know, I like to mention it on all of our shows.
Mention it?
But we like to mix shit up.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Because we're a hot mess.
Yeah, we are a hot mess. We like to listen to all different kinds of music. So do you, I'm assuming.
I do, definitely.
Last show, last Friday.
Jay Brown took the
reins. I punk rocked the shit out of this bitch.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was fantastic.
And now we're going to get a little bit of a summer groove on.
Yeah, it's a little bit all over the map. You're
programming today's playlist.
I didn't choose any one sort of genre, but I definitely was inspired by last night's fun time party get down. So you like Passion Pit? How do you feel about Passion Pit? Anything? Do you have any say on Passion Pit at all?
I don't. Passion Pit, is that the flavor? Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it a flavor of Koala Springs?
It could be as well. Maybe that's where they got their name from, but...
Koala Springs is delicious.
I used to eat that as a kid, or drink that as a kid all the time. The mango flavor with the orange? I haven't seen it recently. Like, does it still exist?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, here's some music. Passion Pit, Little Secrets on Hot Mess.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Why not party on the dance floor?
Why not?
Why not do it? It's Friday.
Let's talk about that band. It was Kids at the Bar.
Wow. You know what? Kids at the Bar, we first got introduced to them because they started emailing the show. Mm-hmm. Emailing directly.
Some time ago.
To our email address, which is
the show at hotmess.org.
Right.
And
they were like, "Hey, we like your radio show. We like the podcast because our podcast is also available for free
on iTunes.ca and on iTunes."
Yes, and they email us, and we're playing your stuff. And we're probably going to interview them on the show because that was pretty awesome.
I kind of liked it. And before that, we had a little Passion Pit and Killabit. So yeah, just mixing things up here on Hot Mess with Mr. Jason Brown.
If you want to follow us on Twitter.
Please
go to twitter.com/hotmess.org. HOTMESSDOTORG.
Or you can also follow us. I'm at eVintage, and I think you are at Late Night Automatic, if that's not correct.
No, I'm at JAYSON Awesome.
Oh.
I changed it.
Okay. Things got changed around.
I changed it up on Twitter to hide from enemies.
No, it's good. There's a lot of crazy people on Twitter and Facebook.
I'm new to Twitter.
You got to watch out.
I'm new.
I will teach you. I will guide you gently.
I still don't really get it.
It's complicated, and yet it's not at the same time, and it's fun. I like it.
Just something else.
I won a prize on Twitter, so hey, why not?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, when they're like, hey, come here and win a gift certificate for this. If you retweet this, blah, 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 blah.
That's real?
Yeah.
Those aren't pedophiles
That's real. Like, I know people that have won concert tickets and all that kind of stuff. Actually, not that I'm a huge fan of Live Nation, but if you do follow Live Nation West on Twitter, you can win lots of free tickets. I recommend it.
Well, shiver me timbers.
Shiver me timbers. We got to pay the bills, Jay.
Yeah.
And I know we don't really want to, but we have to. So why don't I do that and then come back. And I got a special song that I picked out just for you.
Oh, shucks.
What do you think? You ready?
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
CITR 101.9 FM presents the SSRI's LP release party with guests MT40, Bad Fate, Fine Mist, and the Winnie Cooper No More Strangers DJs. Friday, June 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret, doors are at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets are $8 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, and Scratch, and online at ticketweb.ca. The SSRI's LP release party with guests MT40, Bad Fate, Fine Mist, and the Winnie Cooper No More Strangers DJs. Friday, June 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret. For more information, visit citr.ca.
Just addicted to feeling.
Wait for the response. pull down the curtain. Two, don't lean back. Three, sit up straight.
That was for you, Jay.
Right on, dude.
A little experimental, but fun, yeah, all the same, right?
Yeah. Remix of Spoon Man by Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited because I'm a big Soundgarden fan. And I also like the Spoons.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Halifax this summer, and I'm planning on seeing a lot of drunken spoonery.
I've never been to Halifax, however, I would love to go, and I'm very jealous.
I was drunk in Halifax at 16 and witnessed my step-grandmother dancing on a piece of plywood.
What?
While another man played a washboard and another person played the spoons. Spoons are big over there, man.
Wow.
It's a Haligonian thing. It's a maritime...
I honestly know very little about the Maritimes other than Great Big Sea and like
I just told
Rita
you all,
McNeil and Friends. That's all. When I think Maritimes, that's all I know is the Rita McNeil and Friends and the.
Remember the Rita McNeil show?
Oh man, Rita McNeil.
That's why I got into TV. I was like, if Rita McNeil can get a TV show. Anybody can get a TV show.
Anybody.
And
McNeil,
if
you're listening, I'm giving you a big hug.
I was wrong. Rita McNeil trumped me.
Oh, God, Rita McNeil. Jay Brown, speaking of Great Big Sea, actually, and the Maritimes, I brought in a new song, new music by these guys called the Mumford & Sons.
I've heard of Mumford & Sons.
And they're kind of like this new it-ish band, but they kind of remind me a little bit of Great Big Sea. And I thought, why not play a song and then talk about it? So
but that's not a good thing. If they Great Big Sea sucks balls.
Well, I know, but here's the deal. Like it's walking a fine line. Like they're not amazing, but I'm not.
Here's the thing. Here's what I will say before you play this.
Yes.
Mumford & Sons sold out the Commodore.
3560.
Oh, well, that's not that impressive.
I don't know, whatever that place is
they
called.
They sold out. Has Great Big Sea ever sold out anything?
Malkin Bowl, two nights in a row.
What?
Yes.
I stand corrected. Great Big Sea.
Unfortunately, I was there.
You are now my favorite band of all time.
Here's Mumford & Sons on Hot Mess, CATR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thank you. yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man. You're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself. Take all the courage you have left. Waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Yourself, my man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
Man, Mumford & Sons, new music right here on Hot Mess CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Jay Brown, talk to me.
Yeah, I haven't heard that song before. I like it.
Yeah, you do?
I like it. How can you not like that style of music? It's just feel good. And they swear in it. They say I effed it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which means they are effing it up, right?
Agreed.
Because when you swear in your song, it shows how hard and serious you are about being real and junk. Right?
And junk.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I totally get what you're saying.
Like, they're not pretending.
No.
They don't care what the record label says about having a swear in a single.
No, they don't give a shit.
They're doing what they want to do. Their name is Mumford & Sons. Isn't that the name of a shoe company from 1933?
I would agree that it's a terrible name.
I'm pretty sure that you can go and buy Buster Brown shoes at Mumford & Sons. Right?
I'm sure you can.
And one-piece Long Johns. Tops and bottom. Wow. Long underwear.
I've never had the need to wear long underwear.
And a Panama hat.
I'm sure you could buy all those things at Mumford & Sons. So, verdict says Jay Brown likes it. I sit on the fence. I think it's not terrible, and it kind of makes me want to bob my head, but, you know.
You didn't like it.
No, I didn't dislike it. I just didn't love it.
Right.
Yeah.
it's falls, you know, it's kind of more, you know what I mean? You're into the banging beats, though, Ed.
It's true.
You just love the banging beats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I don't have anything against it. It's just like I like a little bit more up-tempo kind of funky town.
I will say this.
Yes.
If you ever did visit the lovely city of Halifax.
Yes.
Or anywhere in
the Maritimes.
Mm-hmm. I think you might have a different take. It's just such a fun-loving place with fun-loving people, and the music reflects the culture.
I want to go, and I think I would have a blast.
It is nothing but good times.
Let's go. Let's do a live remote satellite broadcast from the Maritimes. I think that would be perfect.
I went out there. I got on a boat. We fished for our own lobsters. We caught lobsters.
Can never be bad.
We ate and cooked lobsters.
Also good.
I think I might have gotten mercury poisoning.
Not good.
There were nuclear submarines in the Halifax Harbor.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. Go check it out. Hey, everybody. Go check out Canada's East Coast if you haven't.
I'm going to. Soon. Music. I stumbled upon this DJ just while searching the internet. He's called Lights Over LA, and he's got some good stuff on his thing, so check it out. Lights Over LA. Google him. Here's Deadmau5, and it's some chords, but it's the Lights Over LA remix. Enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Not bad. Hey, Lights Over LA. Check them out online.
You described it very well when you said it was sort of unpredictable, which is nice. Nice change of pace.
Yeah, and you know what? I think if that doesn't pick you up for your Friday afternoon, Friday evening, get you started, I don't know what would.
Oh, man. Top Mess. I'm Jay Awesome.
I'm Ready Eddie E. Vintage.
If you're listening to us and you're on your way to the beach for social cocktails, up for dinner, or whatever you're doing, why not give us a shout? 604-822.
You could even request a song.
2487.
We could find that for you.
604-822-2487. Dude, can I get serious for a sec?
Okay, let's take it. Let's take
it
serious.
Have you seen this shit about the cop that punched the 17-year-old jaywalker?
No.
In Seattle.
What?
I think it's kind of relevant just because it's, you know, only a few hours away from here. And it's ridiculous. But what's even more ridiculous and pathetic and whatever else you want to call it. So this cop, these two girls were
he punched a girl?
Yeah, check it out. He's a Seattle cop. These two girls were trying to cross the street. They were jaywalking. He was giving them hell. It escalated. The girls were very much part of the escalation.
They were
process. Yeah. They were out of hand. What have you?
Blah,
and
blah, blah.
Anyways, the stuff that's floating around the internet has this one girl who was 17 years old. The cop was handling her friend who was 19. The other girl, 17, comes over and pushes the cop away. He sort of stumbles back a bit and literally closes his fist, winds up, and clocks her right between the eyes.
Oh.
Then proceeds to sort of, you know, he detains them, he cuffs them, he puts them, but he's having a hell of a time with it, right? And there are people filming this, and the reaction is all the same. The guy who's holding the camera that you see on YouTube is like, oh, like, what just happened? The most ridiculous thing about this gem of a news story here,
yep,
is that there's a debate about it in the American media.
How's there a debate? You know,
today,
punch some...
Reverend Al Sharpton was debating with another guy. Some guy was defending the cop, saying that under the circumstances, it was the right thing to do because he only punched her once and didn't continue to punch her, and that was the only way he could defuse the situation.
He didn't continue to punch her.
Al Sharpton's point was that under no circumstances ever should a police officer punch an underage teenage girl
in the face.
Ever.
I would just assume that'd be common sense for most people.
But that's the, you know what? Like, I'm not the biggest fan of cops in general.
Me neither.
But so that guy's obviously just another one of those, you know, douchebag cops. Fine. But the fact that there are people debating this in the media,
disturbing.
It's just the wrong thing to do, man. You know what I mean? Like, plain
and
simple.
I totally agree with you.
I don't give a shit.
Wow.
She could have been coming at him with razor blades. You know what I mean? Call backup. Do whatever else you need to do. Just don't punch
someone,
a teenage girl
face.
In the face like,
yeah,
that, right?
No, it's messed up. I'm going to go home and Google this video.
Yeah. So, there you go.
That was a little serious, but hey, we got to be serious sometimes.
Well, you know, yeah, you know, sometimes we got to express our opinion and be serious on the show. It's not always about Carrie Underwood's most gorgeous hairstyle ever.
Although Carrie Underwood is quite lovely. I'm not saying her music, I'm saying her face.
You know what I mean? It's not all about starlets who love rock stars.
That is true. That is true. We're not
or
all about
Miley's provocative new look.
Let's not talk about Miley Cyrus on this show, please. Just saying. Just saying. Moving along here. We got to pay the bills. One more quick little ad here. But being that I'm like a mega fan of Mad Decent and Diplo, I was just plopping through my iTunes today and stumbled upon probably my new favorite podcast. Well, it's always been my favorite podcast, but this is like my new favorite broadcast of this podcast. It's one of their summer mix series. It's number 60. If you have iTunes, go online and download Mad Decent Podcast number 60 because it's amazing. Or you can go on iTunes and download our show because we're going to play part of it now. So play the ads, and we'll be right back with a little Mad Decent right here on Hot Mess.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
From far, we shining through the dark. Saw the sexy little thing, she was biting her lips, looking at me hard. So I just went over there and just whispered in her ear, do you wanna start? Girl, I wanna party with you. Girl, I wanna party with you.
Hot girl, she no seize up like jalopy. Whiner, and the waist me a grabby. Whiner, laser now run for me. Boy, peace, calm, relax. Tip on your toe, but don't get relapsed. The fans here pop out and then off the axe. Laser work and then all the flip socks. Ooh-la-loo-la-loo-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la want it, nah, nah, nah. Style of shower, oh, major laser shower, and a style of shower, oh, and a style of shower, oh, major laser shower, and a style of shower, and a style of shower, oh, major laser shower, and a style of shower, oh, and a style of shower, oh, major laser shower, and a style of shower.
In my life, you're the one for just squeeze, yeah. Put me things all around, yeah. Girl, you give me like this, what me ever get in my life. Me hide them, girl, me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. You know, it's clear, so you no fear. And as a woman, I'll be there. Me bad, I got a wine for me. Me bad, I got a take care of me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Oh, me ever gonna squeeze it. You're the one for you all, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Girl, you give me tightness. Get in my life, girl. Me just want to squeeze ya, put me things all around ya. Girl, you give me tightness, hold me ever get in my life. Oh, girl, like a fast bike on the road, boom 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 boom. Cap on the back and she a boom 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 boom. Give me the mega one now, the fat boom boom boom. Me no play last one time, me come to boom boom. Me up the control, I'm more fire, she want in high school. She the more fire, more as this she grow. I still be about to buy more, girl. Do I feel us? Put me things all around, yeah. Girl, you give me tightness. Hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me want feel all, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Girl, you give me tightness. Hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me just want to squeeze, yeah. Put me things all around, yeah. Girl, you give me tightness. Hold me ever get in my life. Squeeze, yeah. Around, yeah. Like this, hold me ever get in my life. Love, yeah, yeah. Put me on right now. Put me on right now.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a little Mad Decent Major Lazer for your Friday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Major Lazer.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's good. We got only 15 minutes left, but I promise you we'll leave you with the best of the best.
Yeah, it's just going to be nonstop music from here on out.
Yeah. Well, right. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. As I said to you again, you can follow me on Twitter at evintage. You can follow Mr. at Jason Awesome, J-A-Y-S-O-N, Awesome. And yep. You can follow us both at hotmess.org or check us out at hotmess.org or at citr.ca. And of course, call us anytime, 604-822-2487. That was a lot of information.
That was a lot. Way too much.
I overloaded.
I like how you pimped the shit out of it.
I did.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's been a hell of a show.
It's been a great show.
It always is. Oh yeah, and if you've enjoyed this show, mm-hmm. then why not go and listen to our back catalog of shows?
C-A-T-R.
We've had many of them over the past year or two. How long have we been on the air?
Two
years.
That's a long time.
CITR, but you can also go to the iTunes store.
That is correct.
And search the podcast
Hot
section
Mess.
And subscribe to Hot Mess for free.
And we're there.
And you can hear all of our witty banter. Sometimes we were saying inappropriate things.
Sometimes
I was going to say drunk on the air, which was also true. I didn't know if I should have said it just now, but
it's in the past.
Yeah.
We're
you know what? Things change. We've become better people for it.
I would like to say we've become a sophisticated entity.
Yeah, this is a sophisticated show. This is a sophisticated. I can't even say sophisticated because I have a problem saying S's properly.
Sorry.
But this is as much that word as anything I've. It's kind of like going to an upscale tea party.
Yes, show. We're all wearing hats and drinking with our pinkies in the air.
I have white gloves on right now.
You do. I can see them. And oh, don't touch the wall because it looks a little dusty.
Ah, the fun times we have.
Hot Mess music.
Yep.
Okay.
See you later, everybody. We'll see you next Friday from 6 to 7:30. We out.
money now.
I've been on that necklace, traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now a nigga wrist match the status of my records. Used to rock a throwback, ballin' on the corner. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas, brother, I'm a grown-up. No, I'm not a virgin, I use my cojones. I move onward, the only direction. Can't be scared to fail, search of affection. Gotta keep it fresh, even when we sexin'. Or don't be mad at him when it's on to the next one.
Somebody bring me back some money,
with Diplo.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one.
Hey,
bring it back. Now double your money and make a stack.
Super bumping, and for you to back it up and dump it.
Get it.
Put your arms out front, lean side to side. They gon' be on you when they see you hit that Dougie ride. Ain't nobody getting with my bro from on the side. He go by Bubba and he hit that death like thunder.
Okay,
I ain't from Dallas, but I D-town boogie.
Yep.
I show my moves off to everybody trying to do me.
Exactly.
I lead the functions and all the ladies trying to screw me.
Hey,
now you just do you.
and I'ma do me.
All day.
Dudes love to hate, so they try to screw me. Females be stuck to me, I think they try to glue me. I make the party shine bright when it started glooming. This beat was bubble gum, so I had to chew it.
Teach me how to drink, teach me how to drink. Teach me how to drink, teach me how to drink.
Everybody love me, everybody love me. Everybody love me, you ain't messing with my dirty.
Teach me how to drink, teach me how to drink. Teach me how to drink.
Everybody love me, everybody love me, everybody love me. You ain't messing with my
dog.
Where do we go from here? Why did I think the truth would be complete? I tell you how I feel, you say it's insincere. We try, baby, but we're going south. I try, baby, but you're full of doubt. So tell me what I'm gonna do right now. Light it up, and hope it don't burn out. Cause every little high we hit, we never make the most of it.
It's more herb because it's sweet and not true. Good enough for you. Me can't fight the feeling that my words take a feeling to you. Good enough for you. Me love the music so bad with me. It's more sweet because it's sweet and not true.
Oh, yeah.
Behind my back, the bottle is ready to blow. Say it ain't so. Your drug is a heartbreaker. Say it ain't so. My
your booty jiggling out your jeans, baby. Pull your pants up.
I like it when I see you do it better than I've ever seen it done before. A lot of women drop it to the ground, but how low can you go? Lower than your mama's ever seen it in a lifetime. Never would have imagined it, not even in her right mind. Like a sweater that mirror, now you doing it on the dance floor. Mad cause I can't get with you, chick, just show me how to.